thank you that I'm alive and well, and I'm in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the things you plan to do with my life. But you have called me to worship tonight, so I come to bless your name. I come to lift you up. I come to say that you are my God, altogether worthy, altogether lovely. Can you lift your hands? Let's thank him as we come to sing. Hallelujah. You are good to me. Your mercy endures forever. Altogether lovely, altogether worthy. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. If you want to keep standing, you can keep standing. Yes, Lord. You can turn the papers across to the other side. They collect it from you. Yes, Lord.
All together.
Yes, Lord.
All together. You are wonderful.
Here I am. Them for the Lord Jesus. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sit down. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Zechariah, chapter 14. Can you reduce my sound over here from just a little? Chapter 14, Zechariah. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it shall be, okay, let's start from verse 16 to make it clear. It shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to do what? To do what? To worship the king. By the way, because worship is vital, we are no longer using AC only on Sunday. We use AC on Tuesday now. So, cool, don't sleep. Because we're going to exercise ourselves. Hallelujah. They go from year to year to worship the King, Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's keep reading. Let's get together, everybody. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to them to worship the King, Lord of hosts, on them there'll be no rain. Interesting. Rain means showers of blessing. You know, I grew up to be an introvert. I love listening to music. I just listen. I don't sing along. Because I can't sing well, so I don't want to spoil the song. My wife sings. She sings along. I just listen to all the beats. But one day I discovered that worship is number one job of a believer. When I saw that, and I asked myself, are we doing that? Our number one job is to worship. In fact, John 4 convicted me. John 4, 23. Take a look. John 4, 23. John 4. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true, genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Can you look at, can you read the last part of that verse with me? Let me hear your voice. For the Father is seeking such. Ask somebody beside you. Can you imagine God seeking? God is seeking certain kind of people. We know we are seeking God. We seek God. But he said, God is seeking. So that was around 1998. I told myself, should I just follow my bearing, introvert, listen to music? Or should I really worship the Lord as a church? Because should we make this first in our lives? So my wife and I, we discussed and we agreed that we are going to take a day in the week, Friday, as a church service to worship the Lord. After reading, checking, worship is so important. If God is seeking for worship, what's not given to him? So I called my staff that time, church staff, and I said, you know what, we're changing our service. The word of God is important. We teach more word of God on Tuesday. Somebody told me on Wednesday, this last Wednesday, said, Reverend, whatever is happening to me, I get to church on Tuesday to hear the word of God. He said, there is a different thing altogether about service on Tuesday. I told the person, if I happen to be a church member here and I don't have time to attend another service, I'll attend Tuesday and Friday. If I want to grow, I come on Tuesday. So, that 1998, I told my staff, we're going to start worshiping. I'm not a singer. That time, I think Sister Uchi is still in school or something. Yeah, let's do this, you know. You know, we're just going to. My staff said, we just come to sing every Friday. Will it ever last? I said, let's wait and see. If it doesn't last, you know, Pastor, it will change. You just remove it into something else. Everybody agree that if it doesn't work, that's the service that has lasted in this church. And almost every good thing happens on Friday. We moved to this building on Friday. If you remember, it was Friday we moved here. Good things happen to us. We get things, good things on Fridays. Hallelujah. Thank God it's Friday. Why? Not because we have a weekend, but because we're going to worship the Lord. So that's why we do worship. So we do this not because we love to sing. I'm not a singer. I don't sing at home. If I have to sing at home, it's because it is compulsory. Because once in a while, my voice is dry. And I say, ah, oh boy, sing now. This is the day that the Lord has made. But worship is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The closer you are to God, the more you worship. the closest being to God, the four living creatures, they were worshiping day and night, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And the next closer, 24 elders, they fall on their face and say, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You made all things for your pleasure, and they are, because you created them, and they get up again. That's what they do every time. So if I want to draw closer, I must learn to worship more. Tell your neighbor, I want to worship more so I can come closer. You know, Bible says, enter his gate with what? And enter his court with what? All right. So let's come inside here. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you that I'm here. Thank you that you are my Father. Thank you for what you are doing in my life. Thank you. I'm grateful tonight. That's why I'm here in this auditorium. I'm joining my voice with others and say, you are good and you do good. I appreciate you today. Thank you. Thank you for putting my life together every day. Thank you for the things you are doing that I can see and I can't see. Thank you that you are my Father. Thank you for your wonderful promises to me. Thank you. See, you are coming through the gate. He said, enter his gate with thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful for all you are to me. I'm grateful for all you are doing for me. I'm grateful for even the silent days that I think nothing is happening. I'm grateful for those days when things look as if they're not going to turn out right. You are there for me. You are with me in trouble. You are with me in testimony. I want to thank you. I want to bless you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't ever stop thanking. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just come to appreciate you tonight. I don't have so many things and so many words to say, but in this, my few words, I say, I'm grateful. With these feeble lips, with this mortar clay of a body, in this physical body, I voice my thanksgiving. I raise my hands to you. With a grateful heart, with a thankful heart. I join the millions, billions of angels, the heavenly display, and say, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For where I am today. Thank you for where I'm coming from. Thank you for where you are taking me to. Just want to say, bye-bye. As you sit down there, appreciate him. From my heart, from our heart,
I just want to say,
God, the strength for me, the strength, the strength. Thank you. Use the strength for me. The strength, thank you. I just want to say, Baba.
I just want to say.
Not so much drumming, not so much drumming. Just use the strings. Thank you. Just want to say.
I just want.
just want the strings alone. Don't want the drums. Just the strings. Just want to say. Lift your hands. Just want to say.
I just want to say.
Okay. Let me help you. You know what I just want? That thing by itself there. That means you just draw like that. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I don't want the drum. Thank you. You got it now. You can go back and come back. Use it. Just use that alone. You got that? Just use that alone. Thank you. Don't drum yet. Just use that alone. Just want to say.
I just want to say. Yes, I say.
Baba. Just want to say, I just want to say, Baba, Heavenly Father. Where do we start from? Is it your caring hand? Your faithfulness every day? Your help available to us? When we are down, you are there for us. When we are up, you stabilize us. You keep us going when nobody can keep us going. You blessed us. You strengthened us. You encouraged us. You made life bearable for us. Even when everyone is crying downside, you are taking us on upward trend. So we are here tonight to say thank you. We are here to, with a grateful heart, to say you are just there for us. We just want to take this moment. Sing it again. Somewhere from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength, and the strength and the glory and the faith, they come from Him who was and is to come, who is never slack in His duty. He that keeps Israel never sleeps nor slumbers. We wake up in the morning. We sleep at night. We go about our duties. One trial, one issue. It comes in, comforts us, encourages us, keeps us going. And here we are in His presence. So let's just come and say, Father, I give all the glory. I give all the honor for my sustenance. He took us through school. He helped us finish. He got us a job. We are seeing His hands in our life. We got children. We got family. We got life. We got a future. Oh, thank you. Can you just personally show a grateful heart to the Lord? Oh. What shall I render?
What shall I render? What shall I render?
to you. Not too fast, not too fast.
I will praise you all.
And shout. What shall I render
to you?
So I render praises. I render praises. I render praises. I render praises to you, O God.
I will praise you, O Lord,
and shout hallelujah. I render
praises to you.
One more time. I render praises. I render praises. I render praises
to you, oh
Lord. Oh God.
I will praise you, oh Lord. It's not
a I render praises to you,
oh Lord.
Hallelujah. In Psalm 92, verse 1, it says, it is good. It's good. It's good to give thanks to the Lord. As we come tonight, I want you to come with your heart. Give him attention. Give him attention. Let's just give it to God tonight. And to sing praises to your name, O Most High. It's good to give thanks. The Bible speaks of some men in the last days who are unthankful and unholy. We are not unthankful. So with a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you tonight. As I lift my hands.
As I lift up my hands.
Yes, Lord. It's an offering of thanksgiving tonight. Yes, Lord.
And at liberty I worship and I
praise you tonight.
As I lift my hands. As I lift up my hands.
Yes, Lord. Offering to you. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. You deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. You
deserve.
You deserve. The lifting of my hands in praise. Can you lift up your hands to him? He deserves it. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You deserve. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
You deserve.
You deserve.
Jesus, you deserve.
You deserve it. The lifting up of my hands. As I lift my hand.
As I lift up my hands. As I lift up my hands. It is my offering to you.
Yes, Lord.
And at liberty.
Thank you, Lord.
And at liberty.
I worship and praise you.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
I lift up my hands. As I lift
my hands to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you for tomorrow. You deserve. You deserve it.
You.
Just bless him in the spirit. Paul said, what will I do? I will pray with the spirit. I'll pray with understanding also. I'll sing with the spirit. I'll sing with understanding also. Let your heart go out to him tonight. You just want your worship. He said, seek and search to worship him. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We lift up your name. We magnify the name of Jesus. We declare you are faithful, beautiful for all situations. God of glory, it's your name. Glorious Lord. Glorious Lord. All heaven and earth will sing your praises. Glorious Lord. Glorious Lord. We join heaven and earth, sing your praises. Thank you, Lord. Just bless him by yourself. I feel that sweet thing tonight that we are here. Come into him. So sweet and gentle. Thank you. At your table we sit, and your glory will rejoice tonight. We say you are beautiful for all situations. No God like you. You are a great caretaker. You are the one who is blessing, increasing, providing, lifting, encouraging. So we come tonight to let you know we are so grateful, and you are so deserving of all our acclamation tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Get him to that flow tonight. Just bless him. Oh, thank you. It's you that makes all the difference. We come to our private moment and we say, thank you. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you here tonight? Be very alive in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We have no one else like you. No one can replace you in our lives. So sweet and so gentle, so powerful and so mighty. One and the same. With a grateful heart, with a joyful spirit tonight. To you are all that we need. Oh, we bless you tonight. Oh, thank you. We're grateful. If for nothing else, but for your presence in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I bless you.
Lord, I bless you.
Lord, I bless you.
Lord, I bless
you. Come on. You. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I bless you. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm so blessed tonight. Say,
I am so blessed.
My soul.
My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord,
how can I give you thanks?
Thank you, Lord. You can sit down. Lord, in all this, in the cries and the pains of the world, there's a particular phrase that we don't think about in the midst of all these complaints we live in. Verse 1, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, petitions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Oh, interesting. Thank you for all men. Next verse. And giving of thanks too for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Yeah, that's a place of prayer, a place of supplications, a place of interceding, but it's also a place of thanksgiving. Can you lift up and say, Lord, thank you for the men in this city. Thank you for the women in this city. Thank you for my family. Thank you. Say, for all men. Thank you for my colleagues at work. Thank you for my neighbors. Thank you, Lord, for my city. Thank you, Lord, for my state. Thank you, Lord, for my nation. Thank you for my government. Thank you, Lord, for the federal government. Thank you for the state government. Thank you for the local government. Thank you. Thank you for the president. Thank you for all the federal ministers. Thank you for legislature. Thank you for judiciary. Thank you at the different levels. Thank you for those who are in private sector, all authority in private sector, public sector. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Giving thanks for all men. Giving thanks for all men. Giving thanks for all men. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for those we walk with. Thank you for those we live with. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our schools, our hospitals. Thank you. Thank you for different businesses, corporate, private, large scale, middle scale, small scale. Thank you. Thank you for our children in the land. Thank you for the students and the pupils and the teachers and lecturers and farmers and doctors. For all men, we give thanks this evening before we leave here. We thank you particularly for our president and vice president. We thank you for our governors and deputy governors. We thank you for the men that occupy authority in our land. We thank you for different ministries and department and agencies. Thank you for our churches. Thank you for our pastors and ministers of the gospel. Thank you for the church members. Thank you for the different works we are doing in our land. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. As we leave this auditorium, I want to do something. David was giving. He called the assemblies together. As they were giving, let's go to 1 Chronicles 29. We just read and we leave this auditorium. Verse 1. Let's just read. Furthermore, you want to sit down a little bit? King David said to all the assembly, "My son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord." Let's keep reading quickly. "Now for the house of my God, I prepared with all my might gold for things to be made for gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones, and marble stables." See, this is what David got by fighting all over the place, you know, doing his job. Let's keep reading. And "moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I've given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver, to turn over all that he had to God." Next verse. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay. This is running to billions of dollars. Let's keep on reading. "The gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?" Let's keep on reading. "Then the leaders of the father's house, leaders of the tribes of Israel, captains of thousands and hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly." Let's go on. "And today they gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents, 10,000 drachms of gold." Down. Next verse. "And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, to the hands of Jehiel the Gershonite." Let's go on. "Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly." Now this is where I'm going. Then he got up some few minutes later. "Then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord." King David. Next verse. I think you are repeating the same thing. Now this is where I'm going. Therefore, David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, let's go together, let's read together. "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for how long? Forever and ever." Go on, next verse. What did he say? "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is what? Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over." Let's keep on reading. Next verse. "Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is what? Power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." Let's keep on reading. "Now, therefore, our God, we thank you." Read it again one more time. "Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise." One more time. "Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name." Go on. "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. It belongs to you. Our breath, our life, our coming here, it's His. Let's go on reading. "For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as we were all our fathers, our days on earth as a shadow, and without hope, without God." Let's go on. "O Lord, our God, all this abundance